Lecture topic: the importance of staying in good company.
Very sad that I got a message that what a cell phone can do, that the woman had left her husband because of cell phone. Husband just told her that you're too busy with the cell phone. Why don't you stop it? You see, I can't stop the cell phone. I can do without you, but I can't do without cell phone. So that she left the house. See where it's gone to? We do not know the harms of it. The children of small, young and children also the same thing. When the mother stopped them from using the cell phone, you see how they become rebellious. And how they behave, it's like their life is going away. Allah my Father. It's gone for them. You can't talk anymore. Any kind of advice is no one has. That is why it's very important, the responsible for mothers, how to bring up the children. You yourself must know this much, how you have to behave in the house. Then the child also behave the same. The child is duplicate with the father. Whatever the child's father does, the death of the child. It's so important that we have to pay more attention to our children because they are the progeny of faith. We're going to leave this world. They have to live in this world. And you have to leave them in this position that they must remember Allah Ta'ala more and more. The most important thing in these days is because the fitna is so ripe and open, you must stay in the company of pious people. Must stay. In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has performed so many miracles. Cut the moon into half, the sun. Even a time when you had to go to the toilet, there was no water, no such thing as shade or anything. The trees should come and cover him. These were all miracles, mu'jizat. But the greatest mu'jizat in the Kitab is written is the Sahaba Ikram. Why? Because to turn a mountain to wax is very easy. To melt an iron is very easy. To melt a soul and heart is very difficult. Because if you look into their lives before Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their lives are completely beyond, you cannot talk about them. To kill their children was nothing. Tribal fights were all the time. There was no such thing as peace of any kind. They only know bloodshed, that's all. Even they left this world to make sure that tribal clan will fight all the time. That was their condition. But when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, that was the greatest mu'jizat of his. That each person with that condition was so bad, qualities and evil habits of his, and his aqidah was so bad, his beliefs in this, just looking at the face of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he brought about a revolution. So you come to know that what was it that changed them? Rasulullah or something else? By them just looking at him, they turned into iman, became perfect immediately. Thereafter, there was no more that kind. There was rumahau bainam. The kuffar, they were very soft, very, but with the among the Muslims, kindness. Overnight revolution. So what was the reason for them, the cause for them to become the revolution cause, was because of Sahaba. We cannot reach the Sahaba's little bit too. That's why Hazrat Munash and Gangohi Rahmatullah said, "Oh Allah, give me the little bit muhabbat the Sahaba's was. Little bit. Because the sacrifice they underwent, no one, we cannot even talk about it. The lowest of Sahabi, then the highest of Wali of this time, we cannot reach in the thought. Many people say, you know, we want how nice it if we were in the time of the Sahabas. If you only look into their lives, you come to know you won't, cannot do nothing of it. Sohbat is important. You have to stay to our children, you have to stay in a good company, very important. One time, the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, when an expedition was sent to Rome to fight, at that time, the king of that place, they were scared, but they got hold of one Sahabi, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Huzayfa radiallahu anhu. And he was from the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He got hold of him and told him that, listen, you become Christian, Allah will kill you. Just trying to show you a Sahabi, what condition they were in. You see, you can do whatever you want, or never leave the fold of Islam. First of all, he was very furious about it. The king said, right, hang him. Hang him and start, you know, throwing bows and arrows at him all the time. He's hitting his body, but no effect at all. After that, call him again and told him, I'm telling you, accept Christianity. Why don't you accept Christianity? Says, no matter what happens, I will not accept Christianity. He became more furious. He said, now this is something that the only way I can do is bring about a big bowl, big pot, and make oil, boiling oil, and put the body in a boiling oil. The thing is getting ready there. No effect at all. When the thing was ready, they took him right to the pot to put him in the pot. He began to cry. He got the message that he's crying, calling here. Asked him that now you can at least accept Christianity. He said, I'll never accept Christianity. No one needs to fall off. Then why were you crying then? Look at the answer he gave. This is the Sahabas. That's why we cannot reach them one but two. Radiallahu anhum wa radiallahu anhum. Allah Ta'ala says, bear witness. Allah is happy with them and they are happy with Allah. He said, I'm crying because, O say, Ya Allah, I only got one life to go in this body. If I had 100,000 lives, I should go in this body. 100,000 lives. This oil is not important. I only got one life to go in. We can't look after one life, and this is what he said. The king said, now what must do now? He's prepared for that too. He said, okay, do me one favor, he says. If you want me to free you, kiss my forehead. So the king lost. He said, I'll kiss your forehead on one condition, that all those other captives must be saved out of the freed. Look what this punishment is like. You don't worry about yourself. Don't even worry about yourself. The king is not like us, you know, don't keep a word. He means an enemy, but the king is a king. He said. So he kissed the forehead of the kings. And he went away and all were saved. As Umar radiallahu ta'ala Madina Sharif, they met. So Umar, he gave the whole story. He was so happy about that. He was so happy for the incident that, look, how my men are. That he called all the people of Madina the men. First kissed his head and then kissed my head. And I would kiss his head first. He kissed the forehead of the. This is one Sahabi. If I give you other Sahabi, you'll be surprised what they underwent. The love that they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the Sahabi was told that how nice if you are in your place, Rasulullah should be. He says, leave alone, how nice. I wouldn't allow in his own home even to have a pilgrimage. I can't sleep with that. That is why they were gone so high. But they received this condition of change, how the revolution took place in their life, how. So, good company. Good company. The only way you can become a good person is to sit in a good company. And good company means that person, you look at him, you think of Allah. Not necessarily being an alim. He can be a businessman too. But he has fear of Allah Ta'ala, and you look at him and you feel that this person, when I talk to him, I feel more near to Allah Ta'ala, then that person will sit in his company. But to sit in company is faraz at the moment, compulsory. If you and I want to safeguard our iman and our children's iman and family's iman, the most important thing today is to sit in the company of. No matter how many kitab you can read, you can continue reading kitabs. Whether you're an alim too, you can be a master in your whatever you are in. But until unless you don't sit in the company of the pious, there will be no benefit at all. No? Because the sitting in the company of pious is most important, because heart to heart. Heart to. Those knowledge Allah gives you that you cannot even keep to find the kitabs to. When you become close to Allah. If you want the same condition the Sahabas had and how the revolution took place in their lives, the only way is we have to be very, very sincere and true seekers. As we say, Talib-e-Sadiq. Talib-e-Sadiq is very important. If you're not a true seeker and you're not sincere, you can sit in the company of everyone, you'll achieve nothing. That's why Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said a very nice thing. He says, he gave you, you must have heard it, that the example of the good and bad. A bad company is this much, you go to a blacksmith, you just go past through. That flame will come onto you too. It just come on your clothing too. What will happen to you? It will harm you. To become bad is very easy. To become good is years it takes. Years it takes. Allah. Do not rely on your action at any time. Do not think that you have got good qualities in you. Fear must be there, you can go away. No matter how much namaz you read, no matter what good qualities you have in you, always have this fear that someone gave me, can take it away. If you have that fear that someone can take away that Allah, then you must know you try to improve all the time, that fear mustn't make any mistakes. So when it comes to bad, evil, you see that being this much that you cannot go, you go to a blacksmith. Likewise, you go to ether shop, what happens? You don't buy anything, but you walk in there, just walking around there. Just walking around, you don't buy one bottle of ether too. But the moment you come out from there, you are smelling of ether. That is what you call sitting in the company of the pious. The effect will be there, but go with the intention that, you know, I am nothing, I'm sincere to become a better person. Until you don't have those qualities in you, then you must remember. Sahaba Ikram just making bed to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, just making bed, 1 minute bed, and the whole life changed for somebody else. Just making bed. They just had to look at Rasulullah said, just make bed. The moment they became bed, Kamil Iman. Before what they were, became Kamil Iman, they became a Zahid, they became an Alim, they became everything. Just by meeting Nabi Karim and becoming bed to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So you can read all the books you want to, you can do whatever you want to, but until unless you do not sit in the company of pious and come down, pride must come out of you. The most important thing is, man has got pride in him. Pride must come out of him. In other words, the moment you must think that, have I got pride or not? Why is it that you want not want to forgive the next person? Why is it that you want to become that, you know what, I must take revenge on the next person? Only for one purpose, and that is pride. No, I'm not prepared to forgive. And the Sahaba Ikram, once they gave the hand of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then they were someone else. Sahabas were something else. That's why they were given the quality of that. But the kamal is this much, if you do not live, if you even sit by a company of pious people, even if you do not become pious, but you begin to respect them. You begin to? And if you begin to respect them, you respect the religion too. One Hindu, Mona Qasim Nanotir Rahmatullah, I see it in a dream. He said, "Ab Jannat mein kya karte ho? What are you doing in Jannat?" He said, "The time before I left the world, I read the Kalama. What was it that made him do that? Why? What you know, what is happening? Sit in the company of pious people with a cold, open heart, with a clean heart. A man can be very pious, but if you go with a bad heart, you get nothing. Go with a bad heart, you get nothing. A man of clean heart, it goes with intention to meet another person, not being pious, but because he's a pious person. That is going by him, you get it. We all know, Mahazir gave us an incident of, you know that, the Dakus, they went to one place, one area, they went, they reckon, what can you do? You can't do nothing. So mean, Allah, Allah. Tell me, Allah, Allah. That one brother comes in the masjid, they sit down. He became very famous. But those people who are true seekers and sincere, they should come there, they should read Allah, Allah. So one of them said, let me see now how high my sheikh is. He was nowhere. He was nowhere at all. Because why? He was no one. He was no one. So he asked his sheikh, I'm trying my level best, you know, thinking that how are you gone now? To? The moment he asked, he told his sheikh that, his sheikh got worried, Allah, I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner, I'm not with you. Wallah, you there. By him just saying that Allah Ta'ala raised him because he made tawbah immediately. And Hazrat, I know now how you gone. That does not mean you must go and sit by anyone, everyone else too. No. Just to tell you what Allah Ta'ala can do. Do not have this intention of becoming a buzruk. Make one intention only. Guna se nafrat, deen se. Constant remember Allah Ta'ala, the hate for sins, it must not be minor, major, everything I hate for. The love of Allah and Rasulullah will be so strong that I'm having hate for sins, hate for all sins. Hate for all sins. They know. And the urge and longing for good deeds. The longing is there to do good deeds. that can only come into you when you sit in the company of pious people. Pious people, they will encourage you what to do, how to do. Until then, it's wrong of you to sit in any other company. Keep away, that's the most important thing, and sad to say, the worst company is cell phone. The worst company is cell phone. It is a cell phone is the worst company, because you see, I'm alone. That's why, you know, the four things. To remain pure at the time of solitude. To remain pure at the time of solitude. Very difficult. When you're alone, your wife is sleeping, you're alone in solitude, or she's gone somewhere. You're in solitude now to remain back. Oh Allah, keep us like that. Your heart will be clean, everything will be clean. Because once you're in solitude and then you remain pure, it's very difficult. It's very easy to say it, very difficult. So once you got that quality in you, that remember Allah, that's why they say, kasrat zikr dawam itaat kasrat zikr, all the time. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is giving us the remedy. Kasrat zikr, make zikr all the time. Talk to Allah Ta'ala all the time. See, we today, we feel we are alone. We're not alone. The condition must be that I'm not alone, I'm with someone. When that condition comes, that he's looking at you 24 hours. If you got that condition 24 hours, he's looking at you, will you commit a sin? Because you are not constantly making a zikr of Allah. You sit in a masjid, not making a zikr of Allah. You sit in a car, not making a zikr of Allah. When you're free, not making a zikr of Allah. وَذْكُلَّهَ كَثِيرٌ كَثِيرٌ ذِكْرٌ كَثِيرٌ ذَاكْرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرٌ Allah can present. Praise to those people who've got the zikr. Zikr Allah. You sit in a masjid, you got told you. The masjid has become now, sorry to say, is the bazaars now. Yet you sit in a masjid, you can make, you know, when you come to the masjid, say, Ya Allah, I thank you, you brought me early to the masjid, I can read Quran to you. I can make zikr, I can talk to you. If only you got that in us. You're driving the car, you're driving. Your zuban is the zikr of Allah. You're not looking at anyone else, your eyes not going anywhere, because why you're the zikr of Allah? Have that condition in you. Udafri Allah and the simple. Then you walk into, you went in the driving to, you walk in the zikr of Allah at time. What's it? One day, as he told one person to go to the bazaar. But he did not say anyone to go bazaar. He told him to go bazaar. So he went to the bazaar and he came back. Allah mein koi yaad kiya hai nahi kiya tha aapne. You remember Allah Ta'ala day or not? Now you and us, because you're going to the mall, whatever for, you're going to buy business, I mean, to do something. So, did you forget Allah Ta'ala day or not? You must bring that in your mind, did I forget Allah Ta'ala? Khuda ko yaad karte roh musalsal. You don't know when he turned away from you. Buzugane deen, they remember Allah Ta'ala 24 hours with a fear that it may not be that they forget Allah for 1 second. Uswa kabooliyat ki dawati. They're looking at you and you forgot him. Allah. So the most important thing today is Sohbat Salih. So, but then, you can go to Jannah, you can do perform Hajj, you can perform anything. Stay in the company of the pious people and keep your heart clean as possible. To keep your heart clean as possible, everyone, in other words, you do not have one enemy. That's why I say, Zuban Zakir, Dil Shakir. Zuban Zakir, Dil Shakir. Hazrati always says, Zuban Zakir, Dil Shakir. Zuban Zakir, Dil Shakir, Hazir. Who's Hazir? Allah Ta'ala. So if you're making your Zuban Zikr, your Zaz, your heart must say, Ya Allah, may shukr, Ya Allah, may zikr of us. Remember. And Hazir. Where you look, you think of anyone else. To bring that company, the quality in you, to sit in the company of pious people, that will bring that quality in you. So whenever, and bring your small children in the company of pious. You do not know, bring them to small children to be pious. They may not understand anything, but Allah is there. They get the same thing too. But the Sohbat is Salih, Salikuna, Sohbat is Tari Tari. So you sit in the company of pious people, you get the salah of them. This is what we are lacking today. Everyone got the habit now, but you'll be surprised, you'll be so old in your road to Allah Ta'ala. So old, carrying on. You're taking a cell phone, it washes away all that. Overnight it washes. You lose everything. 100 steps forward, 500 steps backwards. Yad Rakhna, that phone thing is a shaitan, that thing is. It takes you away. Just imagine, you look at that thing, and the moment you carry and look at it, you forget the Allah, I forgot Allah. And the Buzukan al Deen, they get, what do you forget Allah for 1 second? You know, you are in a toilet too. Your zuban not working, but your heart is zikr. Make the condition, Allah khuda ka hum sabko naseeb par. The zikr of Allah Ta'ala, remember Allah Ta'ala, and to sohbat to sit in the right company. And do not go everywhere, keep to one person. When you are sick, you don't go to 10 doctors. We do 10 doctors, all are masters, but you know, you have to go to 1 doctor, may not be a master, but boy is a master. So as you go to 1 doctor, but you feel comfortable, you stay with that doctor. You'll be surprised, there are so many people here, an ordinary GP, he finds a fault, even the prophet could not call a fault. In Allah's hand it is. You have to have one person. Yakam Geer, Muhtam Geer, you call it. In Parsi. Keep to one. No matter what it is. But only thing when you keep to one, if it tells you some wrong advice, you must carry on doing it. Huh? Because you may not understand why he said that to you. Because he does not do any for his own. He is not doing for his own pleasure. He is doing for your pleasure. He may, you do not know what he means. He tells you. But now I'll give you an incident which you and I can't do. One buzuk. He went and told his Shaykh, I want to see Allah Ta'ala. Buzuk, don't tell everyone this. He said, I want to see Allah Ta'ala. He said, so tonight you will not read your Farz Namaz. Farz Namaz not to read. Oh. Now, he's, you know that when you got namaz in you all the time, you think you need namaz. You can go your, so no matter how tired you are, no matter how tired it's your journey to, but you got namaz in you, you never need the namaz, you must need namaz. So he says, Shaykh, to not to read Farz Namaz, but let me read Farz Namaz. He read Farz Namaz. And he left the sunnah. He slept away. Rasulullah starts on commenting. What wrong did I do? What wrong did I do? So he came and told his Shaykh, if you look out, left out the forest, something else should happen. You and I can't do that. Please, you and I can't do that. I'm just teaching you, when sometimes a Shaykh tells someone to do something, he knows what he's telling you to do. We are not for that. We are only to do this. Hate sins and longing to good deeds. I don't want more than that. The sin of hating all kinds of major minds, hate that and do good deeds. Inshallah, you got that, Allah, you got everything. Allah Ta'ala amal kani tawfiq nasib wa afu ta'afan. Alhamdulillah ila afu. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa rahmat. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadah. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا رب العالمين ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين فاطر السماوات والارض انت ولي في الدنيا والاخره توفني مسلما فقم السؤال وسلم الله تعالى برحمته